Grass performing for us tonight. It may not have felt like it while you were standing in line, but you and we are among the lucky few who could easily have sold out again and probably again. But we never advertised this room. We sent out to our email list, so I know a lot of you are longtime supporters of our dinner theater, and we're so glad you're with us tonight. By the time the newspaper article came out, almost all the seats were gone. And so lots of us have been going crazy, you know, telling people they couldn't come. So I'm glad you're here. The Von Trapps are going to perform two sets this evening with a consideration in between. And after the show, they will come out in the house. And they will sign your old albums. I know some of you have brought old
I should have brought that other one when they're little.
They'll sign your new CDs, and new CDs are available in the lobby center for us out there. So along with that, I would ask that that you say that you're taking for after the show when they're on the stage, because we can't take pictures during the performance. It violates where you are and also blinds the performers.
Yes.
And even if you're not using flash, it doesn't mandate that you're going to love them. Most of you probably have been or are coming to see the Addams Family, but I will tell you, if you're not a season ticket holder and you'd like to see it, it is selling out week after week. It's been a very popular show and it's very funny, so don't wait too long to make your reservations. Second Space is taking that right now, but it will wake up on November 1st for the best Christmas pageant ever, with a horrible, horrible Herman family. Can the best Christmas pageant actually survive and be the best? Most of you are veterans here. You already know about the bathrooms.
Yep.
We have a full house, so we will have to do that. Remember to be quick. Remember to take water. But don't laugh, guys. I found out the reason the men are so much quicker than the women wash their hands.
Yeah.
The men's bathroom disappears and becomes the second women's restroom. And as soon as the line goes down, we render back unto Caesar what is rightful. So I mentioned no photos. And the other thing is, please, please, pretty please, I know all of you kids have these. If you would turn them off, I mean off, not just silence. I know Ann Maud may want to email you or something, but really, you'll be able to check in intermission. Von Trapps has been gracious enough to perform with us on kind of a World War II makeshift sound system. Our regular sound system is tied up with the Addams Family. So these are all made out of old tank parts from World War II. And this interference with cell phone make everything go south. So please turn your cell phones all the way. And now I am pleased and proud to present to you the Von Trapps.
I want to be are the Von Trapps, and we're the great-grandchildren of the Captain and Maria Von Trapp, and our grandfather was portrayed as Kurt in The Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. Bono says, I'm Kurt and I'm incorrigible. That is our grandfather. So you're going to hear a lot of songs in different languages tonight and some original tunes. August wrote that last song that we just sang. And we're all siblings, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
And my name is Sophie. My name is Amanda.
I'm August.
And I'm Melanie. And we are from Montana originally, but we recently moved to Portland to record an album with a band there called Pink Martini. And, yeah, they're great. It's been such an honor working with them.
And we are old enough to drink pink martinis.
Yes. 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 We keep a good eye on them. So this song is the title track of the album, and it was special to us because it was our lullaby growing up. It's called Dream Little Dream. I found while listening to an album, we were trying to find songs to put onto this album that we made with Pink Martini just recently, and I was listening to another band trying to find some songs that we liked, and this particular band is a psychedelic rock band from the 60s called Los Mutantes, and they did a version of a beautiful French song that was originally sung by a French pop star in the 60s called Francoise Hardy. And the song is called Le Premier Bonheur du Jour, which in French means the first happiness of the day. And so here is, here's our version.
Such 14 years later, and here we are. and so we picked up a lot of international tunes from our travels and in different languages. And this one especially, we've never been to Israel, actually, but we picked up a Hebrew lullaby called Hayada Hachia Fabagan, which means the prettiest girl in kindergarten.
Thank you. one of my favorites from the new Pink Martini album. It's a Japanese tango about a black cat that's told it wanders off into the city and flirts with all the bad cats. It can't expect to, or it can't expect any help or to get any treats when it gets back. So it's called Kuro Neko no Tango.
Longer than I chasing off the lights, love. Yeah, when the light strikes, our heart turn into stone. As I've grown, I've not forgot the seeds we'd sown that's left me. It's got some yodeling in it, so I feel inspired to let a yodel fly.
Let's go. wonderful film, and I can't even say how much the family appreciates it, and that they told the family story in such a wonderful way with such wonderful music that Rodgers and Hammerstein did together. And that it's actually, there are a few things that weren't exactly accurate. Who doesn't want Julie Andrews as their, you know, great-grandmother? It was weird, but this song actually was a song that our grandfather and his siblings used to sing on stage about 50 years ago. They had a very long singing career after they escaped Austria in 1938. And many people don't know that's sort of what they did growing as they grew up. They sang all over the world together. And sometimes we've gone to the same venue and sang on the same stage that they did. And it's always a very heartwarming moment, and very sort of all of us are in awe for a bit. But this song is a piece that they used to sing. It's a piece by Brahms called In Stille Nacht, which in German means In the Still of the Night. And the lyrics are quite devastating. It talks about a man who hears a voice on the wind, and he's so overcome with sadness that his tears water the little flowers at his feet.
Yet they will learn to
Oh.